like early creation myths, right? You read like an early creation myth, they have this vibe or style to them that's like, you know, and then the god Kutakotsul creates the moon, and you might have a cute story about how the moon comes to be, because, you know, they were having a fight and someone threw a dinner saucer out into the stars, and you know, and that became the moon. These are not these are stories to rationalize the existence of things. You know, they are not a causal. They are not rigorous causal explanations. They're not even attempts. And this is the crucial thing. They are not even attempts at making a rigorous causal explanation of the universe as we know it. They are not. You know, the purpose of these stories is not to ask a question. You know, they are not questions to be answered. They are the opposite of that. They are ways to screen off questions. They are ways to not ask a question. They are prediction error minimizing devices that are there to satisfy the shallowest kind of curiosity about the universe. Maybe that's brutal, but like that's simply the case. That's just objectively what these are, right? You know, these are not, you know, these are stories that were optimized for being fun to tell around the campfire. That is their purpose. They are not deep questions about the universe. They are not attempts to figure things out. They are not questions of any sort, really. They are the opposite of questions. They are contingent answers developed through pure speculative rationalization, more or less epistemically ungrounded from any reason, from anything we would recognize as a reasonable epistemic principle.